Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
According to studies, millions of Americans aren't getting enough sleep, and it's affecting their health. If you're waking up tired every day, you'll want to listen to this important announcement.
Hello, I'm veteran road comedian Tim Wilson. When I'm out crossing this great country of ours, I'm not sleeping in some luxurious four-star hotel.
No.
Hell, I ain't even catching a few winks in a flea-infested rent-by-the-hour flop house. No, I'm sleeping in my car. And after 25 years on the road, my back was killing me. But not anymore. You heard of them Sleep Number beds? They ain't just for the bedroom anymore.
Oh.
It's the new Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat. With the Sleep Number car seat, you don't have to worry about reservations, vacancies, or smoking laws. You just pull into the nearest truck stop, rest area, or darkened parking lot, dial in the comfort level you want, and you'll be fast asleep in no time.
I like the Sleep Number car seat so much, I bought the whole damn company. Get your Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat today. Available anywhere they sell road maps, auto air fresheners, coffee, and sun lamp hot dogs. It's only $19.99 and comes with the Tim Wilson guarantee. I'm so sure you'll love this thing. If you don't get a better night's sleep in your car within the first week, call me and I'll meet you at a rest area and give you your money back.
Don't spend another night tossing and turning in your front seat. Go pick up a Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat today. But remember to bring cash, because we don't take personal checks or credit cards.
I do not believe in credit cards. That's the first step towards each of us getting stamped with a number. You can look it up in the 13th chapter of Revelation.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going to hell over a car seat.
Well, what about a Social Security number?
Just shut up and finish the damn commercial.
All right. The Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat. Go out and get yours today. Sorry, you apparently can't call toll-free to order one. Can't have a phone because they got numbers.
Are you looking for an ass whooping?
Sorry.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Look at this. We have the relaxed Al Jackson.
Holy hell.
Al Jackson, a man who apparently has more pairs of glasses than Chick has shoes. Always yeah. Looking dapper and handsome, Al. And is that a new couch you got there at your house?
No, this is... I actually bought... and I blame this on the legal marijuana here in Denver. I bought two foam Swedish chairs. That foam, like, crushed velvet.
Mm-hmm.
I love them to death. I don't know why I picked orange and green. We're going to go back to probably a sativa. And that's why I'm here. But I'm happy I did. I love soft Swedish furniture. I'm here for it. Mid-modern century, mm-hmm. Here for that.
Al, you look like a hip-hop preacher that got canceled for buying sneakers with the collection plate money. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yeah, I mean, Willie, first of all, good to talk to you, but I haven't talked to you in forever. Dude, you know, it's with in all those positions, I realize that the people that are preaching to you to not do something, that just gives them a reason to, like, they're like, look, I was on the internet exploring this Ana de Armas, okay? And the next thing you know, it's like, hey, I need to know, how do you spell euphoria? All right? Like, look, you just want to look at it and pretend like you're mad. It's all good.
I got a question for you, Al.
Talk to me.
Who picked out that suit yesterday on the show?
Oh, that's our new clothing director. That's not the wardrobe stylist, Dre. He is like, he told me, he was like, Al, we're about to hip you up a little bit. And yesterday, I really should have been coming out of a river in that pink suit, but it was like, but it wasn't wet, you know, because wow. I have the power of heaven behind me. So I should just come out just super. I mean, that's, I loved what I had on yesterday. Tom, did you see the salmon blazer?
I didn't see it. Wace was telling me about it. So you were on the Daily Blast Live, the TV show, and yes, you were wearing, he said, a hot pink suit.
It was, well, there were like the pink pants were more like church 97 pink pants, like Usher, okay, you know, just like you're helping pleated people get into the church and making Georgia. And then the up top was salmon blazer. You're getting out of a black Tesla with the butterfly wings. So it was like, mm-hmm, very modern on the top, old school on the bottom. And it was just like they just met right in the middle. I was here for it.
Nice.
Well, sounds good. Sounds good. Now yeah, we have,
I'm back in my studio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to explain.
Christy Lee sent me plates and silverware, and I love you. Honestly, I texted you yesterday, but the world needs to know. Christy, like, I had nothing, and like, you were the first thing that I got back in my house, got me back on my feet. I love you so much, girl. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Now, once again, the issue is Al Jackson and his fiance split the sheets, if you will. Except she took, yes, all the sheets.
Mm-hmm. And, she took all the sheets and the fitted sheet and
the ceiling fans,
the backup pillowcases.
She and took the ceiling fans. I saw that picture. That isn't even legal, is it?
No, not from a realtor point of view. It's not. It's part of the house.
You're back,
and really quickly, Tom. You know what it reminded me of? Did anybody in there see the movie Moving with Richard Pryor?
Mm-mm.
Oh, gosh. Well, that was one of the running jokes, was like the people that they bought the house from, they were like, these are nice shelves, but we're taking it with us. This is the refrigerator. But we're, and that was, and then the couple that moved took everything, they gutted the house. And it's like, funnier on the movie, but when it's your stuff.
But when it's your stuff, yeah, okay. But, yes, but you're getting back, and you can see Al on the Daily Blast Live, as I mentioned. And now, your wardrobe master wanted to hip you up. Your job on this show is to hip me up,
yes,
with contemporary aspects of language. Did you guys talk about the Merriam-Webster additions to language at all?
We did. And you know, Tommy, I brought you up on the show because this is going to really, it's going to be startling to everybody in the studio and everybody listening. I would argue that Tom knows more slang than a lot of my co-hosts. I swear.
Really? Because
a lot of my co-hosts are like, kind of, just having kids or have distanced themselves from nightclubs and hip hop or whatever, videos and music. But Tom, say what you want, every week you hear these. Mm-hmm. So like, you definitely, there was something that I thrown at you that were on the show. So like, which ones got your attention?
Yeet was the one that bothered me because it was so complicated. Y-E-E-T. It means to throw something with force without regard to the thing being thrown, or it means you're surprised.
I think both of those are wrong. And because my answer to that on the show was the first one, to get something away from you quickly, I throw something. But my our executive producer, Chris, he has a 21-year-old, kid. And he said, like, he'll go up to his son and be like, hey, we're going to go to McDonald's. And he'll just be like, yeet. Like, yeah. That's how kids really use it.
Okay.
And it's like, yeah, it's like their version of yeah, man, or yes, like yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. A couple of them were good. Like the word MacGyver, you could MacGyver something. You could MacGyver a marijuana pipe out of a watermelon.
We've been saying that for years.
Yeah, that's out there. And I don't know why pumpkin spice made the dictionary. That's fairly obvious.
Tom, isn't pumpkin in that sentence an adjective?
It's describing the type of spice. I don't know.
So how is that a word?
Isn't it pumpkin plus spice?
I don't know.
Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tomorrow for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup tomorrow, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Let's try to hit me up with some new words from your street, if you will, Al. What have you got?
All right, Tom, I actually have something I thought were really... These kind of threw me because these are abbreviations, because I think, honestly, a lot of parents, like when you check your kid's phone, we're looking for like the major words, the ones we know, but there's abbreviations that you should also know. So this one is more common, but I want you to just kind of get into the rhythm of thinking in abbreviations. So, Tom, what if you got a text from a doctor and it said BBL? In there, in that text, what is that? What is that doctor talking about?
Oh, an attractive African American woman, beautiful black lady.
Oh, that's good. That's nice. First of all, that would work at any jazz club.
Yeah.
That is, you keep that one in your back pocket.
I'm not sure why my doctor would be saying that.
Yeah,
he wouldn't say, "You want to take your metropolitan and then the BBL." What?
Excuse me, I recommend ma'am. A beautiful black lady and call me in the morning.
So fine BBL.
BBL. Give me the context again. A doctor would be texting me?
I'll give you a bigger hint. A surgeon would be texting any of you guys BBL.
Oh,
Christy,
wow.
Have you ever heard any of your homegirls talk about this?
BBL.
Is one of the words big?
No. Okay. It's one of the words is country.
I think Willie and I know what it is.
I know what it is. It's
I know what it is.
It's Kardashian adjacent.
Yes. Very much. Yes.
Lips?
Nope.
Big.
Oh. Nope. It's what Kardashians are known. Well, they used to be known for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's called a Brazilian butt lift. A BBL.
A Brazilian butt lift.
And if I may, you get lipo on the tummy, so the tummy gets smaller.
Yeah, we're cinching. We're going for the we're cinching the waist.
And I guess that after you get this, it's kind of hard to gain weight because it only goes to your butt and your top area. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's but a lot of women go out of the country to get it done
because it's stupid and freakish. And
well, but also
illegal.
You have to take 3 months off of life to recover. You can't walk around.
I didn't know
it was
that
down.
Long.
Yeah, it's a long time. It's a long recovery. It's a part of the mommy makeover. Usually,
and it's
so.
The Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Tom, did you know that there's like places all over the world that like specialize? Like, I just found out. Like, I guess people go to Turkey to get their veneers. Like, Turkey's for teeth. Like, you go there to get teeth. You go to Brazil to get your butt.
Yep.
Oh. Super interesting.
Yeah, I know that every time we get one of these stories about someone having their hind end. Expanded. It's in some garage in Miami, and it's some guy using tire filler.
Hey, Crazy Rick does good work.
And then somebody ends up dead.
I'm Crazy Rick. I'll fill any butt.
Easy.
Hey, you're okay, ladies. You're okay, fellas. You don't have to do this. Oh God, that's nuts. What else have you got for me, Al Jackson?
All right, Tom. This one is weird because this is going to be. This is generationally biased, meaning if you grew up probably in my time or like when the internet first started, you will think this is totally different from what it is now. So, Tom, if I sent you the abbreviation A S ASL, ASL. Like, what does that mean to our generation?
Well, it's not another butt.
If I text that into like, AOL,
it's not like ass size large. No.
Think about AOL in 1998.
Huh.
If you were in a chat room and you typed ASL.
Anybody got any
ideas? I know what it is. I don't want to ruin it for you guys, though.
Yeah, no, you're not ruining it. What is it?
ASL, it's age, sex, location. Oh. So you're talking to some stranger online, and they say ASL to me, and then I say, 14, boy, Indianapolis. And then, you know, we talk to them. It's okay. You see what I'm saying?
Got it.
How's that story going, really?
Not well.
Creepy man from Ohio gave me the Burger King.
Getting cuffed. Yeah.
Yes. Now, Tom, if you text ASL to somebody, it does not mean age, sex, location anymore.
It's changed?
It's changed, and it's no longer like an acronym. It's just kind of like, it's almost, the letters themselves sound like a phrase you would say.
Hmm.
You'd be calling somebody a name?
No, almost like you'd say it like as, what would that last word be?
As
hell?
Mm-hmm. Oh, as hell?
You hear that? So like you
he's
would just
dumb
say,
as hell?
Yes.
Yeah, so you would just be like, I'm hungry ASL.
Oh, I see.
Oh, gotcha.
Isn't that interesting? Whereas wild. Like us, we were just like, where are you?
Yeah.
Are you a woman? Better not be. Such a crazy evolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's there too.
As if is like the same thing.
This is getting
as if. Mm-hmm. Was that Clueless?
Maybe.
I think it might have been, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that was just a long time ago. Yeah. By the way, a lot of black men have affinity for that movie, Clueless.
Really?
Me and my homeboys used to watch that all the time. It's just and you know, a lot of rappers reference it. Like, I was just listening to Zach Fox last night. And, he mentioned it in
It's in song, it's Getting Loser, We Go Shopping, like it's Clueless.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, can I join your homeboys club? What's the...
Yep. Tom, we are all...
If you have to ask that, the answer is always no.
Yes, we always
can anybody be a homeboy?
I love the way you did. Can I join your homeboys club?
You should be yelling up at a treehouse asking that question.
hey, guys.
Hey, Al, we're doing a stunt, if you will, today. And I say we. I mean, Ace has volunteered to do this. And I'm not sure if you could do this on your TV show, Daily Blast Live. Have you seen this coffin-shaped box about the size of the palm of your hand? And can you read part of that to Al? It's called the Pocky, and it's the chip. Challenge.
One chip challenge.
It's
yes.
So hot, you have to handle it with gloves. And pregnant women can't even eat one.
Reaper and scorpion peppers.
Mm. Oh my goodness! What do you get if you finish it? Just
bragging rights,
to destroy bathroom of your choice.
Yeah, and we've received several letters from people who have tried this and regretted it. Ace insists that he wants to try it.
Have we received any emails that went positive? Like, oh, I ate it. It was loved
okay.
It.
No positives. No, okay. No, none.
Not one.
Not one.
And there's all kinds of warnings on the box. I don't know. I don't get it, but. It's probably big at fraternity initiations, I suppose.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Ace for getting in there, brother. We're here for you.
Okay, you. All right. Now, Al, we have time for one more word. What have you got for me?
All right, Tom, and this is going to get a little bit go to what we were talking about a little bit before with age, sex, location. What is D&I? If I sent the...
is it do not
Chrissy
something?
Chrissy texts me and she... what's that?
Do not something?
Yeah. You keep going.
D&I, do not...
Interrupt.
That's good. Is that what it is?
Not on this show.
Yeah.
Do not interrupt? Is that what it is?
Do not interrogate?
No, it's not do not interrupt. It would really be more like... this is one of those trick ones where it's more like the actual phrase that the letters sound like.
Oh, do not... don't deny that?
It would just be denied. So if somebody said, if I was texting with, Christy, and I was like, hey, I'm talking to this cute girl. Her name is, Vanessa, 3898. And she'd be like, she's 16. Deny. Like, do not.
Oh, gotcha.
Don't, yeah. So just like, it's just like kind of letting somebody know that somebody's underage.
Oh.
And do not mess with them.
Right.
Wow. This is so complicated.
Wait a minute.
It's fast. There's like a whole language underneath language that's acronyms that just sound like language. Mm. It's really interesting.
It's like the new shorthand. Mm.
You said You said something else in there, like 3898. What was that?
That was just like somebody's like handle her when handle, you know that like they're a bot.
Yeah.
When they go,
yeah.
Oh, I hate the Bob and Tom show, signed XYGHGH ouou. Okay. It's like, I don't think you're a person, dude.
No.
It's just a picture of a Bud Light as their, like, their profile picture. It's like, all right, zero followers.
You know,
got it.
Tom,
42069. Right, right.
I'm listening.
That's your screen name. Yeah. I'm following you. That's a party.
Yeah, okay. Al, have you, you and I were talking off the air, have you started to work up some of the comedy, if you will, that has arisen since you've had this rather severe split from your fiance? Is that getting worked into the show?
You know, that's the best thing about me getting my car stolen to kick off post-COVID life was, like, I just realized, like, I don't get mad. I just, like, start writing immediately. Because even when I'm super annoyed, I know it's going to be funny in a couple days. So I just start writing down everything that's happening. Just so even if it's not funny then, like when the police were telling me, like, nothing can be done, even though my passport may have been taken.
Ooh.
I know it was bad. It's going to be annoying.
Well, I'm glad
it's going to be funny.
I'm glad you're able to write about
start writing it down now.
I'm glad you're able to write about losing all your stuff. It's a shame you don't have a desk to write on. Oh, that was mean.
You're mean. Just brutal.
Okay, Al Jackson, you're the best, Al.
Awesome.
Love you, Al.
Please send me instructions on how to become one of your homeboys.
We got you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.